Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening to us or watching us on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast. I am Julie Brainlady Anderson, very excited to have a wonderful guest with us, joining us for all the way over from Belgium, Marieke Steen. Marieke, thank you for joining us on the Women Entrepreneurs Show.
Hi, Julie. I'm so glad to be here.
Very nice to have you. We're going to have a great conversation because I think your story is very inspiring to women who have been in the corporate place. And we know that with this, the last couple of years, there were a lot of individuals, women who moved, shifted from that corporate field into entrepreneurship. And so you sharing your story, I'm sure, is going to be very inspirational to them. Let me read a little bit of your professional bio and then we'll get right into a conversation.
Sure.
So, Marieke is a functional nutritionist and migraine coach who helps women in their 40s ditch their migraines and live a normal life. She's on a mission to help as many women as possible discover migraine and hormone freedom. She is the creator of Migraine Freedom, which is a program that helps women get to the root cause of their migraines and balance those sources of inflammation to get pain-free. She has been featured in the Hormonally Speaking podcast and the 2021 Hormone Summit. When she isn't geeking out about migraines or the brain, gut health, and hormones, you'll find her outside in nature, cooking, hunting herbs and veggies at the farmer's market, exercising, trying new relaxation techniques, and hanging out with friends. So welcome, Marieke, to the Women Entrepreneurs Show.
Thank you so much.
Such a fun, I love the bio. I love your interest. I'm like, I wish we lived closer. So if I ever get to Belgium, we're going to meet at the farmer's market.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love that. Or if I ever get to California.
There you go. We have some great farmer's markets up here in the right time of year. you were in corporate, you were in a corporate job, and now you are in nutritional therapy as an entrepreneur. So huge shift, yeah, you know, two very different jobs or careers. Tell us a little bit about that. What was your corporate job and what were some of the things you experienced there that made you decide, I'm done. I'm out. I want to be my own boss.
Yeah, I actually already had this kind of urge, I think a little bit earlier, but basically my last job, I was a product manager. I was working in IT. So I remember even colleagues were making fun saying, oh, there's again Marieke and 12 guys in the meeting room. And I mean, I hadn't even been paying attention that much, but it's true that I've actually always worked in very male dominant environments, always in kind of techie IT kind of companies. I think it's been basically, I'm actually native German. So Germans are known to be like efficient and organized. And so that's how I was brought up. But I actually am kind of I'm very a creative person, and I'm very intuitive. I just never actually learned to trust that very much, because I've always been on this path, being efficient and not losing time, and really like almost getting obsessive with it. And I was actually quite successful in my jobs, but I was never fully happy. So, and in the last company that I worked, I mean, I have to say they really did everything to support me, and they let me even change positions a lot and like let me kind of evolve and move around and did really everything to support me, help me grow. And I'm really thankful for that. But, I had all these health issues, and they just kept on getting worse. And it was really like my body was telling me. And I kind of like deep inside of me, I kind of knew that I shouldn't go to that job anymore. But then I kept on telling myself, but I mean, what can you complain about? I mean, you know, as I said, your company is doing, they're supporting you. They're doing everything. Your job's not boring. You have nice colleagues. your pay is nice. So, you know, there's no reason actually to like get out of this. Why? So, you know, I had this constant debate basically going on that like my body was saying, or my intuition was saying, no, no, can't do it anymore. And my brain was saying, no, but you're crazy. I mean, why would you give up something like that? I mean,
right.
There's no reason to be unhappy, right? And so basically, as I said, I had all these health issues and, you know, I started to work on them, but basically I never was able to actually get well. So it was just getting worse and worse. And when I was maybe getting a little bit better, so as I said, I actually, while I was doing that job, I did a little bit of training with a coach on like the ikigai and, you know, what do I want in life? And I basically discovered I really want to do more with my energy than just working crazy in a corporate job and, you know, mm-hmm. helping stakeholders get more money.
Sure.
So I was like, okay, there's so many people, you know, unhealthy. There's so many people sick. There's so much misery in this world. And I want to play a role in that and do something good for this.
Have an impact.
Collective.
Yeah.
And that was really what was missing with this job. And then I thought, okay, maybe I can do both. So I started actually studying nutritional therapy next to my job. And that was helping me actually, you know, get better with my health issues. But as I said, I never got fully well. And at one point I really had to work on the emotional aspect, so I'm a functional nutritionist. So it means I really work on, I work with the labs, and I like to like see all the data and you know, not rather test than guess. But yeah. On the other hand, I really also and that's what my own story taught me, is, you know, really need to work on that emotional baggage and work on the trauma, and also kind of listen to really that voice inside of you and make it heard, because otherwise you may actually do all the tests and you make all the supplements and you may have a perfect lifestyle and a perfect diet and everything, and you feel will still not be well because you have, you know, something that's like eating you up from inside.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, that's so true. That's one of the things that, you know, why we created the brain personality assessment, right? Was to help people dial into where their natural gifts are, because you're a perfect example of an individual who her culture kind of drove her into one particular, you know, pattern or one particular business and or career. And yet internally, right, your brain was going, wait a minute, this isn't what's going to fulfill me, right? What's going to fulfill me? So when did you make that big jump where you just said, I'm out of corporate and I'm being an entrepreneur, I'm starting my own business? What was that? You know, what was that like when you, what was that point for you? And then what was that like?
Yeah, I think it actually got to the point where I really had like a burnout, and I physically could not go into the office anymore. I actually had an anxiety attack, and it's like my body, you know, it's like I couldn't go in there anymore. And I was even feeling anxious by the thought of going into the car and driving even near to the office. And I mean, I just,
you can almost feel your anxiety right now.
Feeling, yeah. And I felt really embarrassed actually, because, you know, it's like, I'm not one of these people, you know, like I'm efficient, I'm always working, and I don't need a break. And like, so, and I felt like really like, wow, what's happening to me? And, you know, why? And I mean, I kind of part of knew why, but as I said, I mean, I couldn't really find like a good excuse, or basically I couldn't actually find a logic reason why mm-hmm. I would not be able to go to that job anymore. I mean, there was nothing really bad happening to me. I mean, nobody was harassing me, or but I think also what really what really weighed, you know, I really feel other people's emotions a lot. And I just remember when I was in the office and there was all this negative talk and the politics, and I was just, oh my God, this is weighing me so down. I just can't carry it anymore. And I even went to my boss and I said, you know, sorry, I don't know how to deal with this anymore. I just can't do this anymore. It's really weighing me so much down, like all this kind of negative talk and I mean, people just doing their own thing and saying, no, you have to do it and you have to, and it's not my job, but your job. And I'm like, what's the thing? I mean, we're all here to do the same. Shouldn't we all like have the same goal? So it's this kind of work politics. And I think once I actually, it took me really a while to be ready to make that decision. But once I had made the decision, I felt so much better. I mean, it was, and I mean, if I now even sometimes I would think of like, oh, or I would maybe get contacted by somebody who would ask me, you know, are you interested in coming back, or you know, do you want to like get in product management again? And I would always think like, oh, well, yeah, should I? And then no. So, I mean, it's just been this liberation for me to actually also to basically allow myself to connect again, to basically connect again with my feminine side, to that intuition, to the yin. You know, it was always yang, and all the go and exercise hard and work hard and do everything, you know, basically all the testosterone, right? But I never actually, I didn't allow any softness or any of the feminine. That's so me, but I never allowed it because I just thought it's, you know, it's weak and it's not good and it's not efficient and it's just not what I was raised to do also. So
I think this is an very interesting point, because as you're saying this, so off camera, for those who are listening or watching, we'd had a conversation and Marike, did I say it right that time?
Yes.
Marike, she is German. And we're familiar with that a bit because my grandfather was full German. He's, you know, so my mom is half German. Let me tell you.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know that.
Yes. And it's interesting because so often those types of things can interfere with who we naturally innately are. And you're such an example of that. You know, your culture had you moving in one direction, even though that direction was not who you truly are internally as a person. So it gives people, women especially, who want to go into the entrepreneur field, because I think there's a lot of women out there who can relate to this story, who, because of their expectations put on them, family, firstborns of the family, perhaps, or maybe it's just
that as well.
Yeah. Oh, you're both. Oh, we need to talk. No. So anyway, so you have these expectations that are on you, or maybe you did, you know, you excelled in one particular subject in school. So your guidance counselor said, oh, corporate this or corporate that would be the thing to do. And yet what we find from a brain perspective is that's not the easiest thing for your brain to do. It's not what's going to fulfill you. It's not what's going to make you happy. So it's a good message for a lot of women out there who maybe they're starting their entrepreneurial journey and they're thinking, oh, maybe I should go back to corporate. You know, maybe I, if it gives them to just take pause and really look internally and say, what's really, who am I really? That, because you want to be happy, right? You spend so much time every single week working. You don't want to be in something that, even if it's financially fulfilling, if it's not emotionally fulfilling for you, if you're not happy, then that's a miserable way to live.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of, I mean, as I said, I really wanted to, I mean, I was aware that, I mean, I was really frustrated with, I said, okay, I'm just, you know, I'm really just donating all my energy for work every week. Mm-hmm. And then on the weekend, I don't have any energy left to do anything fun. So what kind of life is that? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't want that. So first, I actually want to use the limited amount of energy that I have to do something good, mm-hmm. to have an impact in this world and to feel that I have a meaning and that you know, I basically do something that's important and that's helping other people. And then also I want to actually have enough energy to do the things that I like, and to be healthy myself.
Yeah.
And of course, the financial situation is, you know, it's important, but basically I sat down and looked at the numbers and I was like, okay, this is how much money I need every year to pay all the bills. And I was earning like four times more than that. And I'm like, I don't need all this money. So, I mean, I am in the lucky position that I have made a lot of savings. But yeah, basically I calculated that, you know, I can even do with just a third of that money or even a fourth of that. So I don't need a lot of money. And then, I mean, that's, I think, the first thing that kind of helped me also feel more comfortable with that is like, okay, this is how much I need every month. And I mean, this is how much I need to earn to make a living. And of course, I mean, in the beginning, setting up a business, it's hard. I mean, it's not like an immediate
right
source of wealth or
there's a lot, as all the women entrepreneurs know, there's a lot of work involved.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, it's there may be women or who basically get this immediate, I don't know, six-figure business month in after 6 months or something. I mean, that's not my case. So for me, it's growing, but it's slow. You know, mm-hmm. it's growing slowly. But for me, the most important thing is actually that I feel happy, I feel fulfilled, and I also have freedom. That's actually one of the main things that I was looking for, and I would really not. I mean, that's also my personal right. I'm for me, freedom is one of the main values that I have, right? So, and I think everyone who's an entrepreneur can probably partly at least relate to that, because I guess that people who don't have this kind of desire for, you know, like being more free and independent with their agenda and with what they do, the decisions they make. I mean, that's kind of the makeup of an entrepreneur, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah.
I love it. I love that you were putting that you got to the point where you had that clear, because I think there's a lot of women and men for that matter. It's not just specifically to the, you know, to women, only affects women. I think there are a lot of people who do that. They get into whatever life role they're playing and they're not happy. They don't have the freedom, or they don't have the things that are most important to them. And they wind up not being happy, destroying their health in the process, and relationships falter and marriages break apart and, you know, all of that. So there's a lot to be said about, you know, and you were smart about it, right? You sat down and calculated the costs and figured it all out, which I think is also another show topic, right? But actually making sure that you know what you're doing so that you don't wind up with too much stress and then have to go back into the workforce, into a position you don't want. So what is it that you do today? What, share with the listeners what you wound up doing. So you leave corporate, and what is your business that you created?
Yeah. So as I said, I basically started to study nutritional therapy on the side. And then once I finished that, so I was still in my corporate job. And after that, I did some further training. So I'm a functional nutritionist today. So I already briefly actually said it that, so I work a lot with lab testing, because I also want to see like the figures in what's mm-hmm. going on. Like, you know, I always run stool tests or hormone panels, and I do a lot of blood chemistry, like basically looking at the blood analysis. So that's really important to me. But also I really bring in that kind of emotional part where, I mean, many women I work with, they have a lot of trauma. They carry a lot of trauma in them. And I mean, if we don't, so we can heal the gut and we can heal, we can work on the hormones and everything. But if they don't release that trauma, then
sure.
they will never get fully healthy. So I also actually learned emotional freedom technique. I don't know if you're familiar with it or if anyone knows this. So it's basically, it's also called tapping.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. 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 So maybe, yeah. So it's basically, basically using acupunctural points.
Right.
So you're tapping on them, and that's actually stimulating your brain to release the memory that's linked to it. So it's a process you're going through. And I was like, when I used to have anxiety attacks, especially when I was feeling, when I was in this kind of burnout situation, I would be using that to actually, it would help me so much to actually feel calmer. And and I mean, honestly, I had to do a lot of work on myself, a lot of mental work with coaching and EFT, and I learned Reiki. So I basically did, I just tried out so many things to also help me kind of calm my brain. I'm a very nervous person, as you can maybe tell.
Yeah.
So I really need to do a lot of work to manage my stress and to kind of keep my monkey brain in check.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah, lots of things. I'm fascinated with things like the EMDR and those types of things. It's just so fascinating how the brain, what the brain holds on to, how it holds on to it, how that shows up in your body. And then, of course, how you can, different techniques of how you can release that and deal with that. So you talked about a lot of different things, that a lot of different educational pieces that you pulled in, from nutrition to the brain, the neuroscience and whatnot. What made you choose this specific niche that you are working in as a functional therapist, focusing a lot on the diet and the migraines and things like that? Like what kind of made you go, out of all of these things you were studying, I'm really interested in this. I want to really focus on this.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was basically my own story that led me to that. And at the time when I was still working, I had so many digestive issues and food sensitivities and eczema, and I had migraines all the time. And and my hormones were kind of crazy all over the place. So basically I was going after that, you know, one by one. So I was doing one training after the other, basically to sort that out, let's say. And I really ended up wanting to learn more about the brain and also migraines, because it's basically what, I mean, migraines have been, I've been plagued with them almost most of my life, basically. And now, I mean, I may get a headache maybe twice a year or so. I mean, I cannot say like, oh, I don't have migraines anymore. Well, I actually don't, because when I get a headache, then I will like maybe take 200 milligram of ibuprofen, but I will not get a migraine anymore. So,
right.
But yeah, it's also, I get them at times when, when I'm in misalignment, when I have inflammation in my body, and now I know that. But I really wanted to, I was really like you, kind of fascinated with learning more about the brain, and kind of, I thought, you know, do people have migraines? Do they have a different brain than other people? I mean, why do they have migraines? Like, right. why is it? So, I mean, I wanted to learn all these things, and I'm kind of this curious person, you know, who wants to know all these details and wants to understand it all. And that's how I kind of got into choosing this. And and I think really now working with women in perimenopause, it's also what I'm going through myself. But
right.
I mean, I actually have a bunch of clients who are already like in menopause. And I actually get so frustrated working with them when I see how women are suffering at this time with the brain fog and the hot flashes, and even at work, like not feeling as confident anymore, or mm-hmm. having these memory lapses, mm-hmm. you know, and having these mood disorders, like feeling depressed one minute and then being very angry the other one. I mean, you just feel like you're going crazy. And so yeah. many women don't actually know what's happening to them. And so I just really want to be there to help women, like educate them and help them understand what's going on in their body. Because, I mean, I only learned about my hormones and my cycle when I was in my mid-30s. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, I'm so embarrassed. I actually never knew, like, how ovulation and all this works. It's like, it's crazy. But, I mean, I even when I talk to my clients, I mean, they don't know these things. Mm-hmm. So I'm not the only one.
Yep. Yep.
And and especially what I see, as I said, with the perimenopause and the menopause, I mean, there's so much suffering, and also some women like gaining so much weight, or you know, especially with the mood. I had a client, she was so depressed, she couldn't get to work anymore. She's like, mm-hmm. oh no, I can't, and just want to stay in bed. And she was seeing a psychotherapist already. I mean, she was in. And basically we looked at her hormones, and I said, you know, it's no wonder you're feeling like this. You don't have any hormones, like your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone is all like almost zero. Oh. So we put her on bioidentical hormone therapy, and she's feeling like she's a new person. You know, she's going to work, no problem. So she even told her, her therapist about me. She said, you know, you helped me so much. And I told her about you, because I mean, it's basically, you know, the therapy is great, but sometimes right. it can also just be the hormones, or maybe yep. you need both, you know, so.
They can marry together good.
Yeah. And I really just think it's unnecessary that women suffer so much and feel so miserable, and that's what I want to change. So I want to that's kind of what I see as my mission.
Beautiful. Yeah. I love it. So we're at that point, our you know, so to keep it for our listeners and their time, let me ask you, if you had with this journey that you've been on, from going from the corporate and going into building your own and you know, finding your passion, you know, really discovering what is that one thing that you want to focus in on, what's the one piece of advice that you would give, or even your top one or two pieces of advice that you would give to the women entrepreneurs out there who are, maybe they are part of this 2020, you know, 2022 kind of escape from corporate, and now they're thinking their own, or they're still in corporate and they want to make that jump. What piece of advice or pieces of advice would you give?
That's a good question. I really think that perseverance is important. I mean, don't give up too easily. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably something that I'm very natural at, but you know, I'm actually, I mean, there's so many things that go wrong, and you know, I basically, but I never see them as something negative that should tell me to give up. I just see them as opportunities to do better. So, you know, if something doesn't go well, or if a launch doesn't go well, or if, you know, I think I did this great post and nobody's looking at it, it's basically, I don't make it about myself, but I look at, you know, I say like, okay, what was wrong with this? You know, what can I actually do better? Like, is there something that I forgot? Is there, if I'm launching something, is the sales side good enough? Or, you know, did I, mm-hmm. well, I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can look at, right? But basically don't make it about yourself and give up and say like, oh, I did it all wrong and oh, it's not working. But, you know, basically say, okay, you know, it didn't go well, but this is what I can make better. And this is how you can grow again and learn more and you know, basically adapt and try again and adapt and try again. Right.
Right.
I think that's probably the main thing that I would share.
I love it. That's an awesome piece of advice. Awesome piece of advice. Well, Marieke, it has been a joy having you on the Women Entrepreneurs Show. I'm honored that you are up so late in your location to be with us for this taping today. I want everybody to be sure that they stay connected with you. Your website is Marieke Steen. I keep wanting to say Stein, but it's Steen. It's Steen.
Yeah.
So if you want to, we popped it up
on the screen. It means stone.
Oh, it means stone. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. If you would translate it. Yeah.
Very interesting. Marieke Steen. Oh, I can remember that one.
Yeah. I guess in the States, I would be called Mary Steen, right?
Oh, okay. There you go.
Something like that.
Pardon me. That's awesome. So stay connected. We're popping up the way that you can stay connected with her, find her website, her Gmail. For those who are listening, of course, all this information is in the show notes. You also are on Instagram and LinkedIn as Marieke Steen, your name. And then Facebook, you have Want to Find Your Balance. You're there. And you also have a YouTube channel that you're launching. So
yes, that'll
be real exciting to see those. And I want to go like that and stay connected with you there. So lots of ways for them to stay connected. And I think you even have a quiz for any of the women who are interested in having their, you know, doing an online quiz about their hormone balance. If there's something that you think is a little off, or you experience migraines, or you experience the highs and the lows, or you're in perimenopause, or you just want to know more, right? That's a great place. The link is there for you to take that quiz and stay with it. And just a note, because you the internet and the everything that we can do online, you do work internationally. You'll take
Yeah, I do. I actually have a bunch of clients in the US. So yeah,
beautiful.
Of course, there's always a time difference, but usually it works out, you know, in the morning. But I just love to connect to any you know, fellow entrepreneurs as well, to just exchange about, you know, business, or basically, yeah, not necessarily linked to hormones or nutrition. But of course, if you do have questions about that, don't be shy and just ping me on Instagram or wherever you find me.
Awesome. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, we'll have to have her join the Facebook group and then stay connected with everyone there as
well. Yeah, I'm in that group as well. So it would be great to exchange there for sure as well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right. So with that, I want to have everybody thank you for your time to be here with us, our guest, as well as the listeners. For Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, stay connected with us. We are a we.extraordinaire on Instagram. We are our website, which is, oh, we're so close. By the time this airs, it's going to be out, I'm sure, is womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. And that is all plural. Remember, it is women entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. And if you have questions, insights, thoughts, you want to be a guest on the Women Entrepreneurs Show, you want to see me interview somebody, highlight a certain topic, maybe as we're going into the next year, what are some of your goals for the year and you'd like to see those topics covered on the Entrepreneur Show, we'll either find an expert to bring in, or we'll get it covered for you if it's something that I have the knowledge on to share. So you can reach out to Kelly, our group liaison. Her name is spelled K-E-L-L-I at womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. And you can meet with us first Tuesday of every month. We do a networking at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So we'd love to have people jump in and join us and introduce themselves and network and just get to know some wonderful women like Marieke. All right. Once again, thank you for being on the show today with us, Marieke.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. All right. We are going to wrap this up for you. And as I like to close out both of my podcasts, The Brain Lady Speaks, as well as the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast, I want everybody to just go out there and enjoy life, right? Be in a position where you are happy, not in a career that makes you miserable, but in a place where you are happy, because I want you to simply enjoy every moment.